Rishus Mashgiach. The message I got was that the Shishiva Zayin Gesund wanted me to speak about Shlomo Freifeld. He's my shver, so my father-in-law. This anybody doesn't know. And so on the plane, I wrote some notes because this is a different type, I guess. I'm not sure in what context he wanted me to speak about. Stories, I don't know, I guess stories are known, whether they're true or they're not true, but most of them are. And I guess to understand a little of the person, that the way we saw it. And as a way of introduction, you know, the Gemara says in Ksubis, G'daylem, what are you learning over here? Ksubis, oh, very good, okay. So you know the Gemara, G'daylem maisa tzadikim yesa maisa shemayim v'aretz. Shem koinenu yadecha. So, G'daylem maisa tzadikim yesa maisa shemayim v'aretz. Maisa shemayim v'aretz, it says, the Gemara tells us that the Pasuk, Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Kvayd elikim haste dava, kvayd malachim chakar dava. Kvayd elikim, the kvayd of the Bein Shalom is haste dava, has to be hidden. Something that Maisa Bracious can't understand. Kvayd malachim, once it's a melech, became a melech when after Adam Rishon was created, after Vayim Shishi, once the Bein Shalom created Adam Rishon and it was Das in the world, then chakar dava, you look at the Bein Shalom. But what happened, the Gemara says in Chagiga, before the creation of Adam Rishon is hasted of, it's not shaykh. So tzaddikim is the same thing. A person who's a person of amura min ha'am is not someone that we really understand everything that they do. It's hasted of. But we'll talk a little about what we saw. And, you know, I think, you know, someone once said, Asher yeshve ve'secha. Grammatically, Asha, you know, a person is validated technically. Fortunate, we translated. Asha Yeshve Vesecha, those who. Asha Yeshve Vesecha, Yalalu Chasala. What's the Oid Yalalu Chasala? Says the Teva is that, you know, you hear about someone and, you know, maybe the newspapers say a little more than what there is, maybe people say a little more, but when you buy a person, you get to see really who the person was, and sometimes it sort of diminishes the demus, the countenance, the stature of the person. You know, you say, he's also this way. You know, he has the same weaknesses. The oid yalu chasel yeshu esecha. By the Bein Shem Kiviyachol, the person sits as oid yalu chasel fakert. You see greater and greater. So, same thing, but people that are, we said, Murim in Aam, Oid Yaluchsa, they can still say Shvach, the Shevach still lies over there. You know, we're in a point of time, I'm sure you all know. Last time, I was only here one time. Last time I was here, unfortunately, it was a night with terrible tragedies. The yeshiva in the center of town that they came into the town, to the yeshiva there, and they killed eight bachrim. I remember being over here that night. It was very, very shocking. The Rosh Hashiva Zayin Gesund spoke about how each one of us has a chayus, not only to be safe, but, you know, to realize karbonis, these are karbonis sibor. And we see since then, unfortunately, the world, you know, is unraveling in front of our eyes. We see, first of all, the decay of society, what's going on, bechlal, the morals, the bloodshed that there is. Ashreinu matayv chalkeinu ma noim garleinu, that you have the navigation system of Ruchnius. You're in yeshiva, you have your rebbeim, and the rebbeim are the ones, that's what yeshiva is about. Yeshiva Zatzal Vutner was once by us many years ago, and he said, he defined what a yeshiva is, the purpose of a yeshiva, what's, you know, someone might say a yeshiva is a place you learn, someone might say it's a place you steig, which means to flourish, to grow in a ruchnistic sense, as he explains in Pachad Yitzchak, I'm sure you know that. And it says that means to flourish in ruchnius, in learning, in Torah. It's all true, but the purpose of a yeshiva is to create a relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. That's what the yeshivas are. Yeshivas are here, and that's your guiding light, that's your GPS system, that's what's going to help you. And my Shver Zichron Levracha used to always stress Mesaira. Das Torah, the connection to the door. Even people that he didn't necessarily have a, you know, a Kabbalah from, but he from his Rebbe, he learned to go ahead and see the Maila of all Yud Beis Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just, you know, the Maserah that they had, but to see everything. That's what my Shvei Zuchayim Levracha, I mean, he, if I could tell you, I went with him with Rafutin a few times. I got screened by Rafutin a few times. And the Derech Eretz he had, not Derech Eretz, the Achna that he had, the total bittle that he had to his Rebbe. My son is here by his bris, he doesn't remember it. But by his bris, when Rafutin was the Sandik, they started throwing from the apartment house some anti-Semites across the street from the yeshiva. And it turned out it was water balloons. They saw some rips. And I remember Shred didn't move a muscle because his Rebbe was going into the car. Mamash didn't move a muscles. And the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was a betev, a big pach, and said, what's going on? So Shred said, it's a garnish. It's nothing, Rebbe. It's nothing. He says, nothing. Steiner is by there, garnish. Stones are by you, nothing. There's water balloons. But I remember he had no clue that it was water balloons. His things were thrown. But it's total achna. His thinking about what would my Rebbe say? What did he want? That was his Rebbe. He had other Rebbeim, of course, that he learned. He went to him before his bar mitzvah. He met him before his bar mitzvah. But I think that somebody once said to the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, I think it's Yartzeit in 2 days. They told him, this Yid, he learned in Kotsk. So I don't know if most of you know who Kotsk Chassidim are. In Kotsk, the stress was on Emes. Taira, Emes. Kotzke Chassid, if you'd ask him, come out from a torrential rain, he'd come inside. It was raining, come into Beis Medrash, wet all over. They'd ask him, is it raining outside? He'd say, when I was there last, it was raining. I couldn't say, it is raining. Mechatesi, could be not the truth. So somebody told the Pnei Menachem, this Yid Lint was in Kotzk. He says, Gevein in Kotzk. He was in Kotzk. Kotzke Chassid, that they meant total achna. You have to be totally subservient to, not to the Rebbe, to what the Torah was about, to the Emes. And that's how he was, to his Rebbe. And because of that, he learned Taka. I remember many times there were certain people that Gedolim, they used to come. There's a picture of him, I think it's in the book, of him washing Rav Moshe Feinstein's hands. Rav Moshe, he was 6'4", Rav Moshe was 5', who knows, of 2. And he's washing his hands, you see a towering figure. Totally. It's fine. Totally be machni himself. And there was that to everyone, to the Messiah, the Gedolim. At that point, thank you. Shouldn't get this one. At that time when Rav Hutner came to Yeshiva and he spoke, so he said a base, you know, there are two edifices in Nach, the Teva Snayach that was built, and the base of Mikdash. One, the Teva, protects us from all the marble, the swirling marble that's all around us, the decadence, everything that lies around in. And the Beis HaMikdash was the Ar of the Olam. Right? The Chazals tell us the windows of the Beis HaMikdash were shaped in a very different ways. Usually windows are shaped that in the old days, the windows that were small on the outside, big on the inside, so the light should diffuse inside to give more light. They didn't have electricity those days. So they had to depend upon sunlight, upon light from the outside. Beis HaMikdash was the opposite to show that the Ar came from within the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is a place of Ar. He says Yeshiva nowadays is both. A yeshiva is a base of mikdash. This is where you learn Torah. This is where the Ur comes from. Your Ur protects us. It protects what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. But it's also a teva. It protects you from what's going on the outside. You know what's going on the outside. My shver used to always stress, he pressed upon us always the Indian of koyach hadibur. A person's called a medaber. Marpa Loshen Eitz Chaim, right? Shlomo Melech says, Marpa Loshen. Marpa Loshen, the best cure, the best remedy for Loshen, like the Gemara talks about Loshen Hara, Eitz Chaim is Torah. Eitz Chaim, to hold on to the Eitz Chaim. Hashem always used to say the Nefesh Chaim, Reb Chaim V'Loshen. Remember he said it when Reb Hutner was Nifta, he said in Lakewood, he says, Eitz Chaim is not just a song that we sing. It's not just a nice song that you sing when you put away the Torah. Eitz Chaim is a pshat of Chaim's voice. It's like a person's falling off a cliff. And there's a branch there that steps, sticks out from the cliff. And he holds on to that branch, to that tree. That tree is the source of life. It's his lifeline. It's his life belt. He can't live without it. He's hanging on to it, as we say, for dear life. Eitz Chaim hila machazikim butz. Those who hang, it gives us life. It's a nice thing to do. It's a vocation. It's a hobby. It's an interest. Torah is the life. So he says, say marpaloshin. What's the cure? What's the more you learn Torah, the more personal cures. It uplifts the way he speaks. It uplifts the way he talks to another. Shrei always used to say over the Gemara tells us. Gemara quotes a pasuk by Sif Sekoyin Yishma Das. Torah yivakish mepiyu. Gemara says, "Ima Rav Deim leMalach Shem Tzavakos." If the Rebbe is Deim leMalach Shem Tzavakos, he's a Malach. A Malach, Mama Shem, a Rebbe. Torah Yivakish Mepiyu. Then you should ask for Torah. You should learn Torah from him. Im Lav Al Yivakish. Not. So well, everyone asks. The first Shein Yankov says, if the Rebbe's not a Malach, he can't learn. Can't teach you a good Ktzayis. Avnei Meluim. So you're learning Psah. Shmaka sugyas in Ksubas can't give you over the Davishayim Meskaven, all the Merkavis HaMishnas that they're over there. He says it over. You can't learn Torah from a person. So Moshe used to say over from Gedolim, from Ishbitz, I believe he says, no, the Diyak of the Gemara's Lashon is Yavakish Torah Mepiyu. There's a difference, Yavakish Torah and Yavakish Torah Mepiyu. Yavakish Torah, if the Rebbe is a brilliant person, he can say over a good shtick of Torah, a good shir, Yavakish Torah, Mepiyu, that his mouth to learn Torah from his mouth, then the Rebbe has to be Malach Hashem Tzavakas. He's a Shliach Hashem. His good morning is Torah. His Shalom Aleichem is a Torah. Now, many people talk about my Shre's Shalom Aleichem. They think it was a nicety. It was a something that he did because, you know, it's a nice thing to do. It's a proper thing to do. It's more than that. He used to base it on a Gemara. Very few people remember that he based it on a Gemara. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayetzach Lachzer Shalom. But he said that the uptight, the upshot of it was that when you walk into a place, you walk into a shul and you sit down. What's the first thing somebody says? Usually, you're sitting in my seat. Right? That's usually, you feel you're like an entity. You're not an entity. Until somebody gives you a chair, at least you feel you're part of the place. When you're giving someone Shalom Aleichem, a new bacher walks into yeshiva. A new bacher, he doesn't feel like he's part of the place. He doesn't feel a sense of mitzias. He doesn't feel like he's someone. And you go ahead and you give him Shalom Aleichem as a pshat, I recognize you, you're giving life to the person. He says, call it, I don't know if anybody uses the Lashon anymore, he used to give him Vivra. Vivra means to infuse in him life. He used to give him life, to put life into the person. Because the person feels, somebody gave me Shalom Aleichem, somebody recognized I'm an entity. And he always used to say, V'ahavta l'recha kamecha, Rishayim, Ramban, others ask, what do you mean V'ahavta l'recha kamecha? It's impossible to love someone like yourself. It's not shaykh. Torah doesn't ask us to do something which goes against our grain, which is not embedded in us, that we can love somebody. The Mishnah says it's shaykh to reach a madrega of kamecha mamish, but that's what Ramban says, it's lashon guzma. So he used to teach it over, V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. You want to be looked as a human being and not an object. Most of us, unfortunately, look at another being as a human being as an object. What can I get from him? What's in it for me? But you look at a person, kamoicha, he's a human being also. He's a yid. And therefore, my relationship to me is kamoicha, like you look at yourself. You look at yourself, you have fallacies and you have chesreinus and you have things to work on. Everybody's willing to. You have to see the other person too. He has his milas too. You see your milas, you have to see the other person's milas. That was the Kerech HaDibur. I can tell you from many times that we lived there for quite a few months before when we came back from Eretz Yisrael, before we moved an apartment. And I was zaycha to be with our shviga, who was near the Nifta. Remember your father? Your grandfather? Who's Tuvia Brody was what? He's not related to you. What? Mechutin, only Mechutin. No. So you're not a Chaim Berliner.
My
father's Chaim, yeah, so I thought. Yeah. So, Ramesh is your. Ramesh was what to you? No, Ramesh wasn't. No, not Torah. Only Reb Tuvia. So what was he to you? Reb Tuvia Brody. Not related at all? Not at all. Okay. Like upon him, I thought he was related to him. You saw on him when an Akum would walk into a repairman. He says, so far, the Banishim created him. He's a human being. He has some kind of chelik alaka. His yachas to him. There's a chelik there. By him, it was every person was a person. Especially talking about a yid, he saw a yid. He saw that. That's why he had the type of yeshiva he had. Because many people think, I can tell you, it was not about shuvi yeshiva. That's fictitious. It's not no such thing. The whole thing is not true. The yeshiva was a yeshiva of some boys from Chaim Berlin that he took, and he was mechazik them, and because his heart encompassed so many people. At that, the early 70s, 60s, the late 60s, when Balchuv movement, as they say, started, people started connecting more to Yiddishkeit. They started coming, and his door was always open, especially to Rebbetzin Aleh Shalom Shrigah. He always was madgish. He stressed the inyan of Simcha. So the Radak, says that Simcha and Sameach, Shin Mem Ches and Tzemeach, the Radak and Sefer Shoshim, Tzemeach, to grow, to flourish, to Tzemeach. Because where does Simcha come from? Simcha comes when you flourish, when you grow. When you go ahead and you become, you reach your potential. Moral always says, Shleimus is Simcha. Shleimus is Simcha. A person's Simcha is when he's, nowadays it's unfortunate, the Simcha is, you think you run around, you sing, you get on top of a truck, whatever you do, but that's not what gives you simcha. That's not simcha. That's shtusim vavolim. Simcha comes from within. Simcha comes from when a person grows, when he's tzemeach, right? When he goes ahead, and we in our base medrash, Chazal it says that ein nesim nefashas sadikim devarim hein hein simchayim. You don't make a monument for tzadikim. So, Devarim, their words, the pasuk we have that I chose to have in our base measures, Pkudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamche Lev. Pkudei Hashem Yesharim. The words of Torah are bright, they're straight, they're symmetrical. Mesamche Lev, they give you the simcha. The real simcha comes from Torah. That was what he wanted. I'll tell you one story didn't make it to the book. One more story. I've got two stories that didn't make it to the book. And one story I happened to mention last week, Shabbos, to the Bochum. In the old base medrash, we had a pareichus, a beautiful pareichus. And we transplanted that pareichus, made a third base medrash upstairs with the woodwork, part of the woodwork there. The pareichus was he went to get a gift for one of the honorees at the dinner. One of the honorees for the dinner. So he went to a Judaica store and he wanted to get something unusual. He had a car's tie for this person. And all of a sudden he saw this in the back, this pareichus made from the Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are the Jews from India. Beautiful pareichus. But it was all dusty and old. And he said, he needs this for the base, our base magic. He was very, very taken with it. Done the handwork of these Jews that live in India. But they had to be restored. So there was a lady in the back who that was her job to restore. And worked a few weeks, and when he came back to see what it was, so this, her son, who's my dentist, I know him for many years from school together, he said, I want to tell you something. I'll tell you the story, what happened. He says, Yeshua went to pick it up, paid for it, Yeshiva paid for it, picked it up, the Bachur that was in with him, drove him, took it. And then my Yeshua said, hold on a minute. He went to the back, and the lady who fixed the parechus, he went and he thanked her. So this Dr. Mansdorf, he told me his mother started crying when she told him the story. He says, why are you crying, mommy? He says, I've been working there 40 years, she said. Not one person ever came to the back to thank me. Yeah, that's part of the job of the, people in the back. He went, Yiddish Shifrei, she worked on a European Shifrei, and he went and he thanked her. She was so taken. That's the way it was. It's their job, but you still thank the person. But another story that also, I said it once and I got a few anonymous letters. Some people don't like to, they like to, I get used to getting anonymous letters. Not so good for Allah. Let's say if it's something again, but if it's usually anonymous letter, if you don't sign your name, it doesn't really mean much. But my Rebbetzin Zazayin Gezunt was with him, and Talmud was helping him. And when the Talmud left the room, my Rebbetzin said, "Abba, you have such Talmud, you make him." He said, "I would have done a little different. I would have done some things a little different." He says, "What?" She kept pressing him. She says, "Tell you what, more Torah. He would have been even more than what he was. Not Chalilah, you gave him Torah, and that's what it's about. The Hedgesh was Torah, but he says, you have to give more Torah. The more Torah you give, the more the person becomes." He was I just spoke to my brother-in-law, so he said, "My father used to say one thing, learn and chazah and daven. That's what it's about, learn, chazah, and daven. That's what he spoke about." He believed in the power of the yochid, the power of the individual. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, invested each one of you here, a unique chelik al kama memaila, that you have your neshama, the same chalkenu b'seira secha, each one of you has that chelik in Torah, as the Alshech says, a chelik in Torah, it's your Torah, no one else. If I lived 1,000 years, I couldn't be what you are, and if you lived 1,000 years, you couldn't be what I am, because the Benshim wanted you to develop your unduplicated koichas, your koichas, right? He could have cloned us and made us the same, right? He could have made each one of us the same, but he didn't. He wanted each one of it, each individual over here to be the Ben Torah that he could become. Amar says, we should say this over also a lot, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu lasses machol tzaddikim. In the future, the Benshim is going to make a machol, a circle for the tzaddikim, a dance, mecholus. Right? And all the tzaddikim are going to be there, the Gemara says, and they're going to point to the middle, and they're going to say, "Zeh Hashem kivinu loy, kivinu loy v'ashiyenu. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy." This is the Ben Shem that we hoped for. We had kavir, each tzaddik is going to say, "Oh, this is it. This is the Ben Shem. Now I see the Ben Shem wanted." So, Kivegas says, "Amar de Gavart, Zainakol, Rablai Belega." You know what Rablai Belega was? Any of you know who Rablai Belega was? Sounds right. You don't know what Rablai Belega is? Rablai Belega was when Kivei Eger had a lot of children. His most famous one's the Pshleime Eger. Pshleime Eger, right? You're learning Ksubis, and it's something you touch upon and pass on the beginning there, right? And of Bezam and Aleph there, the first Tesis. Pshleime Eger. Right, over there, and it says, Aleph Beis Hei, Amar Avram Ben Amachaber, Shemaitim from Ma'achi, Reb Shloima. He was a businessman in Kalish. My mother, Leishem, was called Kalish in Varsha. He got a bracha from Kiveger that no matter how busy he is, he always had Talmidim, that he should always holding learning. Even if sometimes he had to stop his learning for a few hours, because of business, he used to get back into the sugya. Gilian Marshon, the back of Shas. Gilian Marshon, that's the Shleim Eger. The problem is nowadays all the Mefarshim are together. This new Gemaras is what they call it, the Kibitz Mefarshim. So nobody knows. The old days, you have to look in each one, and at least you got a feeling of who it was. Shleim Eger. So he had a son, Rebleib Eger. Rebleib Eger became a chassid. The stories that are said are Baba Mises. They say Reb Shleim Eger said Shiva. Reb Shleim Eger was upset, but those things, the Maskilim put it out because they wanted to get at the Chassidim. But Reb Eger was a Yidah, a Goyen. Kivega went to check up on him. There was all kinds of beautiful stories about it. And he said, "All right, as long as certain things," he asked, "what Chassidim do when he was Maskim, he could be a Chassid." They say by the Levaya, that his father told him, "Listen, one thing I ask from you, don't say V'yatzuch Bakune by my Levaya." Don't say. So he said by the Levi, he said V'yasov Kune. I said, "Ask him. Your father said not to say." He said, "Yeah, but now he's in the Olam Emes. He knows the truth." So he said, back upon him. So this is Blaib Elegik says he heard from his grandfather. He heard from his grandfather, Rabbi Kiveger. Also the Kodesh Baruch Hu lasses machul b'tzadikim. So the Mar Yedikas say for Teres Emes. He says also the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "What's the pshat? Machul b'tzadikim, a circle. They're going to dance." So there's a circle, when you sit by a table, there's the head table, the head of the tish, as we call it. Right? There's someone at the head. In a circle, everybody's equidistant from the midpoint. Everybody's equidistant. They're all equal from the midpoint. Nobody is closer. Also, LaKadosh Baruch Hu lasses machol tzaddikim. Baruch Hashem is going to show. Everyone does what he has to do. As long as they struggle to know what they have to do and try to do what they're supposed to do, do the best of what they do. And they're going to point and say, you know what? My avoda was learning. My avoda was achzakas haTorah. My avoda was gemilas chasadim. My avoda was to support my family. My avoda was to make sure that Shabbos is being kept. Everybody has their avoda. Everybody's going to see they're equidistant. That's my avoda. Avoda, it's a very tough thing to know what your avoda is. And the more you learn, the more you'll, mitzvah Hashem, get to know what your avoda is. But the more you learn, the more, no matter what you are, the more you learn, you'll come to that, who you are, to that nekud of who a person really is. That's what he used to stress very much, right? He would constantly talk about how a person has to master the daf gemara, not to fool yourself, to learn whatever you learn, what you learned now, you're learning now what daf are they up to now. Everybody's a different place, I imagine. What? Oh, you learned shtaras. So now we skipped, or you went straight? Skip. But whatever you learn, know the sugyas. Know the Gemara first. Make sure you're not fooling yourself. When you learn a Taisis, learn the Taisis. Go over the Taisis. You know what? When you learn a Rashba, Taisis, go back to the Gemara and see how the Rashba is learning the Gemara. Don't just read the Rashba. Don't just say the Rashba says. Not enough to say the Rashba says. Learn the Gemara now according to the Rashba. Learn the Taisis now. The way the Marsha says, Pshat and Taisis, learn the Taisis. To master it, to really know in front of you. You can just do what's there. Tana Belio used to say, always say the Tana Belio, it says, Pamachas. Tana Belio is a medrash that's Elion Navi speaking. And the Tanaim quoted things from Elion Navi. It says, Tana Belio, that Elion Navi once came, and he, to Dayagachas, to Dayag, you would say in Yiddish, in German, a Jaeger. You know what a Jaeger is? Anybody know what a Jaeger is? A Jaeger is a hunter. A Jaeger is a person that catches animals. That's what a Jaeger means in German. So he said, I'm not German, I'm Polish, but it's a German word, Jaeger. So he said, Pamachas v'isi daigachas. And I said to him, Bni, you learned Torah? He says, Rebbe, what do you want? The Bainshim didn't give me a head to learn Torah. Give me a shvach head. Give me a head that really is able to understand. So he says, what do you do? He says, I'm a daig, I'm a fisherman, I catch. He says, how do you catch the fish? He says, with the nets. How do you make the nets? I put them together. He says, the Bereshit gave you das to know how to fish, to know how to make nets, and he wouldn't give you. He says, yeah, the Bereshit gave me. He says, you think the Bereshit wouldn't give you das to know how to learn? The Bereshit gave you vada. The Bereshit gives us a matana. The matana is called the Torah. Gemara says, a neisen ba'ein yofen neisen. Svasama says, a neisen ba'ein yofen neisen. When a person gives you a gift, Gemara says, a din. You give a person, you sell a person a bar. You sell a person a bar. In the old days, it was a lifeline to have a bar. You couldn't live without a bar. You don't have running water like we have. You bought a bar. You need a bar from Miami. You know what it was in those days? To go schlep water from the lake, from the river. A person needed a bar. So a person buys a bar. He comes to use the bar. So a person says, excuse me, it's in my backyard. So how am I going to get to it? It's not my problem. I sold you the bar. I didn't sell you the derech, the easement, what they call it. So how am I going to get it? You have to knock on my door every time you want to use it. Machalos said the mission of Basa. Machalos a bar, la machalos a derech. As Mandama says, Nosan lo yasabar. If he gave him a gift, the bar. Gave him a gift. Then Nosan lo yasaderech. Then he gave you the derech. He gave you the easement. He gave you the derech to get it. Why? The Gemara says, because anaisin ba'ayin yafu naisin. Just paraphrasing the Gemara's Lashon Hebrew. Anaisin ba'ayin yafu naisin. A person gives you a gift. When a person sells you something, it's just one thing, to make money off of you. Use car salesman. He just wants to give you the car. That's it. It's not interested in how good it's going to work out. But if a person gives you a gift, ba'ayin yafu, he gives you with an expansive eye, with a good eye. He wants you to understand. Not only that, he wants you to have the most benefit from the gift. He's going to give you everything for the gift. If he's giving you that bar, he's going to give derech. That's halacha. Halacha and chash mishpat, that if a person gave you a gift, a bar, you could take him to bez and say, you gave me the derech too. Baishim gave us a Torah. Baishim gave us ruchnis. He's not going to give us the derech, the seichel, the das, each one at our own pace. But he gave it. The Baishim wants us to learn Torah. He asks each one of us to learn Torah. He's giving us the derech to get the Torah. We used to hear every time from my shver that the... You know, he studied that the nefesh chayim ki imcha mekor chayim ba'orcha nircha or what we just said before ki imcha mekor chayim. Right, those of you marriedly say it mekorcha ba'orcha nira or. What's ba'orcha nira or? So nefesh chayim goes through a whole mashal. He says ba'orcha nira or, when you have a little light, So you know, oh, a little light, you're able to get to the next room. In the next room, there's a more brilliant light, and so forth, and so forth. It says, the more Torah you learn, the more R you put into yourself, the more R, Torah is called Torah R, the more illuminations you have in your head, you want to have more R, and more R, and more R. It's a different thing. He used to, many times, used to say, first of all, this is an important thing to know. He used to say many times, is the power of Chazara. He used to stress, it's a matter of a lost art, to chaza, not just to remember, the chaza to understand, but the chaza. So he says, in Bechlau, he said many times, his Rebbe, Rav Huttner, used to say to him, Shleima, chagazogde da mesha chachma, I told you this mesha chachma, this Ramban, and he used to say, no, he said he heard it 50 times from him. So he wanted to hear it again. Maybe the Rebbe will say in a different way, he'll hear something else. Chutzav on the derech shebedava. It's like the Goyin says, "Masse oznoy mitzshmoy Torah gam tfilos teiver." Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Masse oznoy." If you move your ears from Torah, gam tfilos teiver. So Gemara says the pasuk says your tefillah is abomination. One Talmud in the middle of his shir, he told his Rebbe, "I have to run out. I didn't daven yet." It says, "Manichin chay oilam abba ba'iskin b'chay yeshua." He has to daven now. There's a certain halach is that. He says, Masa Oznoi. So Goyin says, what's Masa Oznoi Mishmaya Teira? Ain't no lame Teira. And what's the Mida Keneged Mina? That is Tfilos Teiva. He says like this. It's not talking about a person who doesn't want to learn. The Rebbe sang over. He sang over the Ketzais again, right? He sang over the Reb Chaim, right? And Kim Shtaris. He says, Rebbe, I heard it already. You can hear it again. Masa Oznoi says Mishmaya Teira. You don't want to hear the same Teira you heard already. So how many times a day do you dive into the Baruch Shem? The same words. How many times does the Baruch Shem have to hear from you the same words? Gam tefilas teiva. You're not willing to hear the Torah again and again and again. The Baruch Shem doesn't want to hear your tefilas. The Baruch Shem wants to hear our tefilas. Same words. And we put in maybe some koiches. Maybe more, maybe less. But the Baruch Shem listens to us. So that's how we have to listen to the Baruch Shem's Torah, to go over it, over it. Many times he used to say over also, not enough. Adon nafshik savis yahavis. The Gemara says, "Mochikim in atayim enayin." Anoichi, the Saras Adibris. Anoichi is ana nafsha savis yahavis. Ana aleph nun chaf yod. Ana I nafshi myself savis yahavis. I wrote and I gave. Poshpshat in the Gemara, like Rashi learns, means I myself wrote the luchas. Myselakim, the branch himself wrote the luchas. I used to say over from Sfarim that say ana nafshi, my own nefesh, my own self. Where did the Baruch Hashem give himself? Where did the Baruch Hashem give of himself? Ksavis, I put into the Torah. Yahavis, I gave it to us. He gave us the Torah. Through the Torah, we're able to take an essence of the Baruch Hashem. When you learn Torah, especially when you're amal b'Torah, you're toil in Torah, you're diligent in Torah, then you're connecting yourself to the Baruch Hashem himself. Amalus, the Torah deepens and it strengthens your personal connection to the Baruch Hashem. Right? So you ask my son, how many times did Sabbath stress the Indian of Tzuras Adam. What a person has to look like, you know. By him, it's come out of lost art. He, you know, by him, when if he saw somebody drinking out of a bottle, I mean, nowadays, it's like, by then it wasn't so, you know, especially a beer that you don't do. You don't walk around with a beer and drink it. You don't drink anything from a bottle. By him, it's a cup. I used to go around Beis Medrash, it's almost came out, it'd be a full-time job. To tell people not to drink from a bottle, from a can, a sandwich. I mean, a pi halacha could be allowed, but in days of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to eat a sandwich. You have to take off small. So it's based on a braisa. So you see somebody eating a sandwich, they couldn't. The Shulchan Aruch said you don't eat a sandwich. Right? I mean, nowadays because we used it, maybe it's different, but it used to bother them. That's how a person eats. A person doesn't eat that way. He's the point. The Skalena Rebbe Zichron Levracha once came to yeshiva. I think it's in the book, but it doesn't write everything there. I remember when he came, they didn't have a minion in Bell Harbor. He used to be in Bell Harbor. So he came, he said, they need a minion in Bell Harbor, Skalena Rebbe. So we knew he used to daven. I once was in a kid in Crown Heights. First time I ever heard of it, Skalena Rebbe. I was on the way home. I cut out a little from English, a little early. And I figured, someday stop me marvel. It was the 10th one. Davening took a 45-minute Krishma, a half hour Shmanesa. Man was a tzaddik Yisrael Adam. So I looked at my shirt, I said, he's going to daven. He said, no, he's not going to hold us up. He just wants dominion. I mean, his checking his tzitzis took longer than my Shmanesa. I mean it literally. It was unbelievable avoida. So he felt, we didn't wait for him. It took a few minutes or longer. But he wanted to thank us. He made a tish in Yeshiva. But my shver used to point, take a look at the way he eats. Take a look, he eats every small bites and how food was an avoider by him. Not by us, we're not, we fool ourselves, but what are Adam supposed to look like? How a person's supposed to, he used to tell to Bochum, you know, Winston Churchill said to his army, you are England, you represent England, you're a Ben Taira, wherever you go, you're a Ben Taira, right? I once asked him, what's up, shot? Gemara says that a certain Amira went into Basic Varus and he found somebody's bones, they were just buried and they all became rotten. So he said, this person was a jealous person. Shlomo Melech says, "Rekavat sama iskina." If you see bones rotting very quickly, it's because the person was jealous. I said, "What's the meter connect me?" So based on the morale, he said that the pshat is the etzim. Is the etzim, the bones, is the structure of a person. It's the atzmius. That's what it means, the essence of a person. A person without chokhmat son, if a person has brittle bones, he can't stand up. He doesn't look like a person. Shem Yerachem. I've seen people like that, Shem Yerachem. A person who has scoliosis, he's bent over, he doesn't look like a human being. The bones are the atzmius, the very essence. A person who's jealous is never living his own life. He's always living, he sees this one, he acts like this one. He sees this one, he's like that one. Rekavat Salmas Kinner. The person who has Kinner, he's never living his own life. He's living somebody else's life. So you have to live your own life. You have to live who you are. You have to be who you really are. I remember Matthias Greenblatt. I don't know if anyone, Matthias Greenblatt from Harnof, was a Shavar of Hushleima. So once, when they first came out with the awareness of Lashon Hara, many years ago, when boys, Bach Shema, and the Dar, that's aware. When we were kids, I don't think we knew what Hilchas Lashon Hara meant. There's such a reality that Chofetz Chaim saw a reason to write a sefer, but only in the last few years, 20, 30 years, it became more mukubal, I mean to say, it's an awareness. So, Moshe Avada was, but he was a little upset that some of the books for the kids used to be very graphic. You know, if you say Lashon Hara, this will happen, he was a little upset. So, Rav Matas asked him, what are you so upset, Rav Shlomo? Chazal say some of these things. The Gibur Chazal. He says, no, Chas V'Shalom, Chazal. He says, why does a person talk Lashon Hara, he says? So he's this based on morale, the Meridik of morale. He says, a person talks Lashon Hara because, he says, he wants to be Magadil himself. Based on the morale says that Dalid Einam Chashuv, the Gemara says that there are those that are Chashuv Meis, Oni Chashuv Kemeis. One of them is an Oni, a poor person. Ral says why? Because an Oni always has to come onto other people. He doesn't have his own life. He's always dependent upon others. The person has to sustain him. He has to take from him. He has to ask Rachman Slan. To ask for money is ask any Rosh Hashiva. It's not you always daven that the person shouldn't answer the door. They shouldn't answer the door. It's so scary. It's hard to ask, but you got to ask sometimes. Torah, you have to ask. But it's an ani chashiv kemeis when you have to come on to other people. Other people, or you have to support. You have to be. That's not chaim. Chaim is like he said. The Maral says mayim chaim. It's from it effervescent water. Comes from within. That's what chaim is. The Maral says. He says you talk lashon hara. The pshat is that you're putting down the other person. Why are you putting down the other person? You're putting down the other person because you want to be magdal yourself. You want to magnify yourself. I talk bad on this person. If I say bad on him, then I'm not like him. I'm not that way. So you feel good. Oh, you feel good about yourself. He says, teach the children hatzlach in learning. They won't talk lashon hara. If a person's happy, you'll see it. It's poshut. The more person's is successful in ruchnias, the more person's happy in taira, the more person's able to learn, the more person feels he's doing what he's supposed to do, what the Bencher wants from him. He doesn't bother him these things. Tamid chachamim marbim. That's called Bramchi. Say Tamid chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. The Gemara says that, right. We say it in Davening. Tamid chachamim marbim shalom. And that's all. I think everybody says it. I don't know if they're still saying Kelokeni yet. Monday. Marbim shalom ba'olam. It says, what more do they do? They make meetings. They make UN meetings. Chas shalom. It says no. They're worried about Pesach Pesuach. They're worried about Sugis and Ksubis, they're worried about Shtaris, they're worried about Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitta. Marbim Shalom Ba'alam, they feel at peace, they don't have to worry about all the crazy things that go on. They don't get frazzled because of someone said this or someone said that. A person, if you teach a person, Give him a tzlacha in learning. Give him a taste of Torah. He won't want to talk Lashon Hara. That's not the way. Just put it down. He'll do this. There's such an Indian. But he says, teach a person. Give a person more. The more success, he always used to say from his Rebbe, from Rav Huttner, a little success breeds a lot of success. You have success. You're matzliach in learning. You conquer that daf. You chazer the daf. You make sure you know. You don't fool yourself. You go over it and you get the kinyan and the mele myth, it'll be more success. Anyway, there's a lot of else to say, but that's you have a mitzvah to go. It's Yev Shavasa Dei Cherim. Right? Where's that Gemara? Huh? What? Oh, yeah. It's Negei Yiksubis, but I'll Negei Yiksubis somewhere. It's not in Yiksubis, but it's what?
Zayn.
Yeah, very good. Very good. It's for Farakwe. That's why you it's for Farakwe. His grandfather learns in Shiva every day. Very good. Which town? Where?
No,
good.
Mace.
What?
The mace.
With the mace? Right, very good. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Very good. And the Tais is there with Rabbi Kiva. Very good. Oh, I'm going to tell your grandfather. He's going to have a lot of knowledge. Now I see. I remember you now. Yeah. You're younger. Very good. Okay, good. You did a good job. Hold the Mirish Shiva. You should all be Matzliach. The Bain Shiva should bring out all your unique characteristics.